Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to talk with you about knowing when you have had enough. You know, I think that what happens is people are used to people being kind, and they push the envelope a little further and a little further, and then they don't quite understand when you're tired or bending your back. And so I had a moment like this recently. I was talking to myself, praying to myself, looking for a moment of calm, and I realized that I didn't have any more calm left. So I had to retract myself from the situation and take some me time, get quiet, and focus on self healing. Because I don't know that it was an issue of self-control. It was more so an issue of self-healing, because to me, I felt like I failed at doing what I want to do most, which is love people. And so as I'm sitting here today reflecting on that, it just made me think about the fact that sometimes we need to assess how much we're doing for others, and make sure that we're also doing for ourselves. And so I remember, this has probably been 25 years ago, I had a friend who was questioning why I would not send her some money. And mind you, I have my own family. And it was interesting to me that she almost felt entitled to my money. And I wasn't quite understanding that, and I still don't understand that. But it made me think about the situation, whereas people sometimes feel entitled to your time and your energy and almost your humanity, like they just want to keep taking and taking and taking. Point being is that if you continue to take and take and take, and you don't set up healthy boundaries, you will have those kind of unhappy communications where, you know, you're just like, stop, this is enough. You might raise your voice. You may want to walk out. You do a whole lot of things that really we don't need to do. And I have to tell you that I clearly, I'm reassessing this, and I'm thinking that I'm probably not the only person that needs to reassess themselves with what's going on in the world. And I don't feel guilty about reassessing my needs. I feel like, you know, God loves us and He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to love each other, but He also, I don't think He wants us to be used. And, you know, it's interesting because there are people in my family that are just always the first one to help you. They're just always there. They're always kind. They're always sweet. And those are the people that you gravitate to and you want to help them because you know that they are the ones who are always giving and because you love them. And then there are people who, you know, are in the family and they just walk through life like, you know, they were born and everybody is there to cater to them. If we put up healthy boundaries for ourselves, then it requires that other people take care of themselves. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think that if you have someone who is trying to help you and you are willing to take everything from them, suck their life from them, you know, it's like an emotional vampire, so to speak. That's not healthy and it's not nice. And it's really not kind. And so when you think of it in those terms, you know, I think it makes it a little easier for you to pull back and say, hey, you know, I need some time for me. I need to do what I need to do. And no, I can't pay your bill, or no, I can't loan you any money, or whatever the case is. You know how people are pushing past your boundary. And so, whatever that is, where people are pushing you past that point of your comfort level, I just think it's important for us to acknowledge that and to feel the truth of how we're feeling. And so I spent a lot of time listening to my Bible, listening to gospel music, listening to my own books, and writing reflection to make it easier when something does occur, so that I can actually pull back and listen to my own thoughts and find a space of calm. And so that's really why I write so much, that and the fact that I just love being able to inspire other people, even when I'm fighting my own battles. And I think that, inspiring people is good and loving people is great. But if we don't inspire people to take care of themselves, we are doing them a disservice. And it does us no good to run ourselves down and, not be able to take care of our needs because we're trying to take care of another adult's needs. That's different if, if you have young children, if you have, an injured spouse, or, a parent that is having some issues. But there are people who generally are not having those issues, but they do like having us at their beck and call. And so since I talked to you guys a lot about ways to maintain calm and serenity, I wanted to just share that thought with you, because I've talked to friends in the past and family members, and I've told them, sometimes you just have to know when is when. And it's okay to, realize that you, are making a buck stop here. That person has past your boundary. They have, prevented you from being comfortable in your own space. And at that point, you no longer have to continue to placate them. So what I want you to do is to think about your life and, think about finding ways that you can to assert yourself, so that when you are up against a situation with someone, that you're able to be able to just say, hey, that's not for me. My sister one time told me something, and, I'm always listening to my sister, and she said to me, that was not your place. I was sitting there trying to figure out why I wasn't able to help somebody do something they wanted to do, and it was hurting my heart, and I felt guilty, and she said, sister, that was not your place. And I had to stop and think, and I was like, wow, I thought it was my place. She said, no, that wasn't your place. And that was such a life-changing moment for me, because I was one of those kids when I was younger. I always wanted to make the world better. I always wanted to do and to give everything. And I remember this Bible quote that my Bible teacher had said to me, and she said, there was more in giving than there is in receiving. And I'll have to look up the actual scripture, because that's been 40, 50 years ago, but probably about 45 years ago. That was such a heart moment to me, that I took that on as a little kid. And my goal, just continue to be to give more than I received. And, I'm in my 50s now, and I'm still finding myself at times having to stop and say, it's good to give, but it's also good to receive. And so, my goal is not to have the people who I care for, live in unhealthy ways until they reach their 50s. So I'm sharing this with the hope that someone out there is going to understand my motive behind this discussion and make changes to their lives now before they get to middle age. So I am going to wish you well. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon and a restful evening. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. And realize what is not your place. Until we speak again, goodbye.